Sundry. Investigators probing the death of an elderly man following a physical confrontation at the Sundry Hospital are trying to locate anyone who may have witnessed a disturbance between the deceased and police. In a follow-up news release on September 26, the Alberta Serious Incident Response Team, ASIRT, is asking anyone who may have been in the hospital area at around 10:30 a.m. on September 23 and may have witnessed a physical confrontation or have video to contact investigators at 403-592-4306. On Friday, September 23, at about 10:54 a.m., RCMP responded to a 911 call from an Alberta Health Services peace officer to assist with what police describe as a physically violent subject in the hospital. Upon arrival, a physical confrontation occurred. Following the confrontation, the male subject went into medical distress, RCMP Media Relations Officer Corporal Gina Slaney said in the September 23 news release. At about 12:20 p.m., the man, a 72-year-old resident of Sundry, died in hospital. As a result, ASIRT was called in to investigate the circumstances surrounding the actions of police and the peace officer during the incident. In the September 26 news release, ASIRT provided new details into the man's death. ASIRT said the man went to the Sundry Hospital at 8:30 a.m. on September 23 and was seen by medical staff. The news release said the man was assessed and admitted under the Mental Health Act. Against the directions of medical staff, he then went outside at about 10:30 a.m., the ASIRT release said. ASIRT said an Alberta Health Services peace officer went with him and an altercation occurred between them as the man was exiting the hospital. The peace officer called police and at about 11 a.m. an officer from the Sundry RCMP detachment arrived. The news release said the police officer and the peace officer spoke to the man outside of the hospital for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then a second physical altercation occurred. ASIRT's investigation will examine the circumstances surrounding the uses of force. The September 26 news release said no additional information will be released. RCMP is also holding their own internal review, to gather a full account of what took place during this incident, said Slaney on September 23. RCMP training, policy, police response, and the duty status of the members involved will be subject to review, she added. Slaney said RCMP are fully cooperating with ASIRT and as a result of that investigation are not commenting further on the matter. With files from Doug Colley.